the Sioux Falls Storm. It was a huge game for them last Saturday.
It was a statement win.
It was a team that they had lost to a couple of weeks before, but this week it was a lot different. And one of the guys making the big difference, it was on the defensive side for the Sioux Falls Storm, Tyler Knight. And Tyler joins us today. Hey, Tyler, what was the biggest difference? You couldn't stop them very well down in Cedar Rapids. What was different in this game last Saturday? Were you able to hold them off?
I think the biggest thing was knowing, you know, what they wanted to do and the things they wanted to do, which pretty much, get the ball out of the quarterback's hand, which he has a quick release, versus him and McCullum. They both have pretty quick releases. So the thing was just finding out how they wanted to explore the some things they wanted to do to us.
Yeah, we were told by Coach Riggs after that loss in Cedar Rapids, he kind of reminded you guys that you were going to be playing that team again in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we was ready for them. We didn't need any reminders or any refreshers. We were out focusing on one game at a time, but at the same time, we was also looking for them coming back to our house.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that, Tyler. When you go to their place and they beat you by 35 and they put up 52 points on you and almost 300 yards of total offense, as soon as you're done with that game, I mean, you had to be just chomping at the bit knowing that, okay, we got 1 week to get to them. Was there just a little something, a little extra pep in your step heading into this game, knowing that that was more of a fluke on your side than it was something that they did?
Yeah, it was. I mean, and just to think about, the things that they were saying and talking and it's not just players, as an athlete, I expect, some of the coaches and things that's in this league to be, more of the leaders and stuff like that. And for a coach to, say they're the best offense and stuff in the league and this, that, and the other, it kind of took everybody, it kind of rubbed everybody the wrong way. And so we was really pumped up, to know that we have a good defense, and it wasn't necessarily too much what they were doing to us. It was pretty much a lot more, as it's been all year, what are we doing to ourselves? Kind of self-inflicted wounds versus teams coming in and just dominating us.
Well, I wonder what their coach is saying now when the self-proclaimed best offense in the IFL was held to 125 yards on a Saturday night. That's pretty impressive, and you guys got off to a good start, but it was really that last 5 minutes when you forced the fumble and then you picked up the ball, ran into the end zone. How much, I know it was later in the game, but how much did that help solidify that win for you at that point in the game, knowing that you had that lead and there was just a few minutes left to go in the game?
Man, it was big. Honestly, I'm still, kind of still stuck in the moment, just to have a play like that, it's just amazing, and it was real big for us personally because, just to come out and we had that fumble, right before that, right on the goal line where we're going in to punch it in, that could have easily, put them down and turned the tide, but, we was going in to score, and I mean, we get, the ball just get jarred out. I mean, perfect hit. If you go back and watch the video, perfect hit. Head on the football, he escaped the block. So, I mean, it wasn't nothing necessarily, just the big hit that the turnover come back and, we couldn't get that score. And then Parker comes and nailed that huge field goal. And so now, it's on the defense. And we knew we would have to go out and get some kind of stop, in order for us to go ahead and steal that victory in which, was able to get the forced fumble, recovery, and a touchdown. I mean, it was amazing, it was amazing. I'm really at a loss for words. I'm just more or less happy, to have this win and to be able to put us back in first place and pretty much put us back into the driver's seat to where we can control, our destiny for the rest of the season.
I know defensive guys, in the back of their mind, they got the touchdown dance in their thought of their mind if they ever do score a touchdown. Here you did. You forced the fumble. You got the touchdown. Give me a grade on your touchdown dance.
I think it was an A. First, I was shocked. I was just stuck. I was honestly just standing in the end zone, and one of my teammates came and grabbed me like, "Hey, yo, let's go do the celebration." Because every week, it's just a part of, the Storm tradition. We practice an actual touchdown celebration if the defense scores. So every Thursday, we have to think of a new celebration. if the defense scores, and if we score, we do the celebration that we thought of. And so, one of the defensive backs, Cal Thorette, his celebration, if we scored, we would do a ring, WWE, and we would do a Stone Cold stunner. And so that's what we did at midfield. You know, we set up the ring, and I was the one to incorporate the Stone Cold Stunner. So it was fun.
Whoa,
I mean, everybody loved the celebration. I've heard like a lot of reviews for it. Everybody knew what the celebration was, so it was good.
Oh, WWE, dude, you're speaking my language.
What are you doing with the week off? Much needed week off for you guys?
Man, much needed week off. At the same time, you know, you don't want to take it as a week off because you possibly could take it as a, you know, a setback. So I'm still here in Sioux Falls. I'll be here all week. You know, I'm still just going out doing my own little working out on the side, and you know, just trying to get treatment. You know, we just came off of like a 7-8 week stretch, and like I was telling my trainers and stuff like that, when I needed a bye week, we couldn't get one, and now that I'm almost, you know, 100% healed, now we're going on a break. So it's great, you know, to get ready to get well. I'm just going to work out all week, take it as another game week, except for, you know, no game on Saturday. So I still things that can be done, still ways to get better. So it's not really a week off. It's just a week removed from an actual game.
I know we're talking with Tyler Knight. He's the Storm linebacker here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. You were with the Storm a couple of years ago, Tyler, and then you went to the Kansas City Command of the AFL, and then you came back to the Storm. We look, as outsiders, a lot of us look at, you know, indoor football, and we see a lot of similarities. Are there a lot of similarities, or are there more differences between the two leagues that maybe some of us on the outside don't realize?
I honestly think it's a lot more differences than it is similarities, just simply off because of the rules of the game and things of that nature, the rules and, you know, field, you know, how the field is set up with the arena. You know, it's not really ever like a dead play. You know, it's not too many balls that's getting kicked, as far as just even a special teams game that's getting kicked out of bounds, because in arena, you know, they have the double net, so you know, only time a ball is going to get kicked out of bounds, you know, that's going deep, is the kicker literally kicks it out of bounds, which you pretty much don't want to do that, you know, because you're playing a battle with field position. So that net is an added element. And versus here, you know, where the middle linebacker, most teams want one linebacker, he doesn't have to stay in that 5-yard radius in the IFL. He can pretty much, you know, blitz, and he can pretty much drop in the coverage. Versus in the AFL, the middle linebacker, one that he can just either stay there and stay in that pocket area, or he has to blitz, or he can blitz, but he has to blitz either A gap. And then the jack linebacker, because most teams run a two linebacker set, you know, in the have to run a two linebacker set. And so the jack linebacker, he can only stay on the 5-yard sideline to sideline radius from the line of scrimmage until the ball is released. So it's a lot of different, you know, a lot of different elements. You know, one man in motion in the AFL, you know, so it puts teams in a lot of more man coverage versus zone. And where here in the IFL, primarily you see a lot of, with two people in motion, you see a lot of teams playing zone, you know, just to give that extra protection for the vertical threat. So I think it's a lot different. Honestly, I think the AFL is just a lot faster. I can't really just put a hand on, you know, what it is, just because it's easily for you to take that one step, and I mean, the ball is gone, you know, or the play is gone, and you know, it's just a lot faster, you know, higher market, you know, with the notoriety, the bigger cities and things like that.
Yep.
The traveling is a little different versus, you know, here in the IFL, majority of the time, you know, unless it's just a far location, you pretty much bus everywhere versus AFL. You know, you're there, you fly in the day before, you play the game, you stay that night, and you fly back home the night afterward. So, I mean, it's a lot of differences than it is. But, I mean, I won't take anything away from the IFL. They're both very, very, very competitive leagues. And, you know, you have to come in every game, you know, and be ready to play. Because in the AFL, you know, you can beat a team by 40 one week and come back and lose to a team that doesn't have a good record. So, I mean, the thing is, it's all football. It's just the main difference between the AFL and the IFL is just the rules of the game.
Hey, Tyler, I know the position that you play, typically you're going to be in on a lot of plays, but right now you have twice as many tackles than anybody else on the team. What do you attribute that success to?
Honestly, it goes to my D-line, man. I honestly want to credit my D-line, man. You know, we have Rock, you know, Rock McCrable that's been here, you know, with the Storm a lot of years. You know, Corey Johnson, you got Jeremiah Price, and you got James Dunlap. Those guys are the ones that's doing the thing as far as, you know, making sure linemen don't get up. You know, Rock and Corey, I mean, those guys solidify that middle, and watching them on the edge, you know, they're forcing it back to me. So it's not a thing that I'm doing on my own. It's more or less just everybody's playing in the scheme, and it's just allowing, you know, me to look like I'm making the plays, but it's more or less the scheme than anything. I think it's just the way we're coming together as a unit, you know. We started out kind of slow at the beginning of the year, just trying to figure out, you know, how everybody's playing, because it's actually, this is only, I mean, the people that I play with in 2011 and now, you know, everybody's pretty much gone. So
yep.
I'm working with, you know, new linemen versus, I mean, I play with Rock and Corey in 2011, but this was my first year playing with Price, you know, my first year playing with James Dunlap. So it's just getting a feel of, you know, where everybody's going to be in certain plays. And honestly, you know, I have to build that trust, because if you notice and watch them at the beginning of the season, I would, you know, take a outside, you know, rush, you know, on a toss or something, just because I was, you know, afraid that, you know, one of my teammates might get reached and stuff like that, you know, versus as the season build on, you know, I'll go and shoot that gap. Now, you know, knowing and trusting that, you know, they're going to force it back. You know, everybody's going to do it. And I think that's what the most important thing is over the last couple games. If you see we've gotten better, it's because everybody's trusting everybody to do their assignment. And when you're playing, you know, good football like that, to where everybody, you know, believing and having faith in the system, then that's when you become, you know, the time to be, the way to be great. That's what we're doing now.
We were all a little nervous over the last couple of weeks when you lose at Chicago and then you lose at Cedar Rapids, but you know what? They come to your house, they go to the storm shelter, and you guys certainly brought it and take them out. And now you guys have a chance for home field now for the playoffs if you keep it up.
Yeah, and that's the most important thing. The thing is, you know, obviously right now, well, with this year, you know, compared to previous years, we haven't been able, you know, to get it done on the road. And there's no excuse, you know, because as a professional athlete, you got to be able to play, you know, on the road and at home, you know, if you want to be, you know, classified as great. But, you know, as I you know, talk and I tell everybody, you know, when, you know, the polls and different things come out, you know, every week, you know, those things mean, you know, they don't mean anything. At the end of the day, you could be ranked in the polls number one all year, and if you don't win that championship, then nothing else is going to be remembered. And so, I mean, coming in from the door, you know, that's been my goal, and that's been, you know, the team's goal to come in and, you know, win the championship. Yes, you know, the record might not be what we wanted it or what we thought it would be, but at the end of the day, we still have the opportunity to bring home another championship to Sioux Falls, and that's the goal. You know, we got, you know, we're saying 4-0. You know, we win these four games, and then we put another one up.
That's so, right.
I mean, right now we're just trying to take it really one game at a time, because you can't sleep on any team in this league. And of course, you know, if Texas gets put out of the playoffs or anything like that, of course, I mean, just being a natural athlete or a natural competitor, you're gonna want to play sport. You know, you're gonna want to
wake a sleeping dog, right?
Yeah, you're gonna want to play spoiler, so they're gonna come to play.
Yep.
You know, if you're playing them 2 weeks back to back, they're gonna be able to make adjustments after that first game on what we tried to do to them, and we're gonna be able to make adjustments too. It's gonna be about execution and who wants the most. And so, I mean, we're hungry. I mean, we're hungry. I think everybody's seeing the ring ceremony, even the people that don't have a ring. You know, I have one, but having one isn't good enough. You know, you play the game to win, to be successful, and, you know, and championships are associated with winning. You know, they go hand in hand. And so that's the thing. You know, I think everybody is hungry and everybody is seeing, have that desire. Everybody wants another ring. You know, everybody wants to be a part of history, because the Storm is tradition. It's a history. It's not no organization that just wins every now and then. The Storm is known for winning, you know, in and out, you know, and it's a great thing. It's a great tradition built here in a great city.
Great stuff. Tyler, great stuff, man. Hey, continue on with the great success. Good luck, and, you know, enjoy, you know, at least no game this week. But you know what? The last 4 weeks of the season going to get pretty much more intense than it is right now.
Yes, sir, it is.
Appreciate the time, man. Hey, thanks again for the time. We wish you well, and we'll talk again down the road.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks, Tyler. There he goes.
All right, have a good one.
Tyler Knight, linebacker. Boy, what a game he had against Cedar Rapids. 7 tackles, had a sack, 1.5 tackles for loss, and also the fumble recovery for a touchdown.
Wait, you forgot about the most important part, and that's the stunner at midfield.